Are tomorrow at 9:15. Tonight, Minchah at 4:15. And Rabbi Lono Shia tonight at 8:15.
Oh, yes, thank you. Tonight, 8:15, part two of the series. No, didn't need to be at the first one. Sorry if you did come. So far in the last couple of days, we've been discussing the halachot of the ideal placement of the menorah, and the most ideal place is in the doorway between your home and the public thoroughfare, if that's impossible, if there is no such doorway, or if we live in a place suggested where that might be dangerous or inappropriate, you'd light it by the window onto the public thoroughfare. And now we say ve'im yesh ve'im lav, if you don't have a window that faces the public thoroughfare, madlikin eitz al ha-petach, you should light it next to a doorway. And you should try to put it within a handbreadth of the left side of the doorway. So you've got the mezuzah on one side, the chanukiah on the other side, and then you are surrounded by mitzvot. And what it strikes me is that as we go progressively through these hierarchies of placement, that the ideal that it represents is absent most of the time. The ideal of connecting your private life and your civic life, the ideal of connecting the window between your life and the world and your doorways, surrounding yourself with mitzvot, is a beautiful symbol when it comes to Hanukkah, but it kind of stresses the absence the rest of the year, which I think is this vacuum that calls us to fill it every time. The Hanukkah is just a reminder. This is not the moment where it comes to the fore. This is a reminder for the rest of the year that we should be seeking to build that bridge to the public thoroughfare in our private life between the windows of us and other people, and to surround ourselves with mitzvot.